Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
He says it way better than I do. I almost don't like saying Free Talk Live after he's... Is that Zeus?
I didn't get to hear it myself.
Free Talk Live.
It is most likely Ian's mentor, whose name is escaping me at this moment.
Okay.
I worked with him in, like, for days, I think, or maybe he left before I did. Anyway, we worked at the same radio station group in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah.
And, you know, he went down to Fort Myers, and Ian, you know, had him cut some stuff. And
really?
He is now passed away.
Aw, I'm sad to hear that. Well, yeah. At least his voice lives on.
Indeed it does.
On the radio. And, yes, this is Free Talk Live, as I say it again, with this... in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, and...
Me, Mark.
That's me, Mark, over there. Me, Mark.
Me, Mark.
Him, Mark.
Am I on the radio?
Yay! We are on the radio, and you can be, too. All you have to do is pick up your telephone and dial 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you don't know what a phone is, but you have the internets on a computer or a tablet and a set of headphones, you can go over to discord.lrn.fm and join over there, jump into one of our on-air call-in lines and sound almost like you are here in the studio with us. We've talked about all sorts of things tonight. We've talked about protests on demand. We've talked about transhumanism, the singularity, the time before the internet. We've heard from a bunch of people who were, well, just happy to be on the radio. But I did bring in this bit that was in my prep for the Saturday show that, of course, we did not get to. This is an article from... enbloccpress.com.
What is that?
nblockpress.com. This is an article that says, what about ammo? Question mark. 3D guns deliver another blow to gun control. What does this mean? Well, 3D gun proliferation group Deterrence Dispensed and their motley crew of designers, contributors, testers, and followers are on a roll. At this point, they figured out how to 3D print quite the arsenal of weapons and accessories, and not just trinkets and novelties. Entirely functional modern weapons that operate reliably and safely.
So, as far as 3D printing goes, it's my understanding that that's sort of still in the realm of plastic, but you can take... say a block of aluminum and use a CNC machine to sort of cut it out and make a gun that way.
These projects from this group that's over 10,000 people strong and growing operate primarily through encrypted chat's Keybase. That's an app, by the way. But other tools are in play, too. The files are everywhere and nowhere at once. The projects are freely distributed. It's open source. No one is doing this to get rich. They're doing it to drive the last nails into the coffin of gun control, and they're winning. The arsenal grows. The repository of project files available from Deterrence Dispensed allows the at-home user to produce any number of firearms. Famous weapons like the AR-15, the AK-47, several models of the Glock, and the MAC-10. Accessories like Glock extended magazines are also available. Magazine couplers, holsters, small parts, even high-quality home-built carbine rifle called the FGC-9. All the necessary files are easily downloaded over a variety of protocols, library, LBRY, blockchain hosting, dark web, onion domains, or shared via peer-to-peer exchange. Guns are printed in the privacy of one's garage with a $200 printer. And then they have a link in this article to read the guide and the FAQ to learn how to do all of this here. So it appears that this group of somewhere around 10,000 people, that's including followers, I don't know how many of these are engineers, have figured out you know, how to print all these guns. And that's great. And they're not the only group out there that's printing guns, right? There's many different companies that are, you know, attempting to do this and, you know, putting files out there for you to build your own guns at home.
And many of the laws that were sort of on the books when it came to guns have to do with going after gun manufacturers, saying this sort of gun and that sort of gun are unacceptable and this kind of thing. And what we have to understand is that the reality of the situation is that now pretty much anybody can have pretty much any kind of gun they want to have. Now, admittedly, you cannot take your replica 3D printed Thompson machine gun to the firing range and try it out, but you can take it to your friend's property and, you know, shoot it into a hill.
Way out in BFE where nobody can hear you, and if they did, they wouldn't care. Totally possible to do that.
Plenty of places in America where they don't care if they hear gunshots.
So what has been the problem with 3D printed firearms thus far? Well, there's always been a nagging question smugly posed by anti-gunners all over social media. But what about ammo? I bet you can't print ammo. You can't print any ammunition, can you?
True.
You're still reliant on it. Well, as usual, the anti-gun crowd is wrong.
Well, before you go on, don't forget, you could pretty much have ammunition delivered to you anywhere in America. So, you know, stock up and who cares?
Well, in America, sure. But outside of America,
that's true.
It's a little different.
Right. The anti-gunners have won pretty much world over. I mean, you know, hashtag North Korea anti-gunner. You know, I mean, they win.
The prominent designer Ivan the Troll, who is Ivan underscore is underscore back on Twitter, earlier this week released Project WBA. In doing so, he answered the question, but what about ammo once and for all? The release files explain Project BWA explores DIY ammo manufacture under conditions where ammo is regulated, hard to obtain, or simply for hobby interest. For those not reading between the lines, Project BWA is teaching people in unfree countries to circumvent their government's laws and produce functional 9mm ammo in the privacy of their own homes with common tools or 3D printed components. So this is somewhat of a breakthrough. This is the first time I've heard of ammunition being, you know, having the ability to be 3D printed.
Same here.
I was unaware that this was being worked on. I was aware of the problem, but I didn't know that somebody claims to have been able to do it, much less be able to offer it and put the files online for folks to go ahead and DIY. They claim that it's everything you need. The download for this BWA includes a colorfully illustrated PDF document with clear instructions. It accompanies a series of videos walking the user step-by-step through crafting the 9mm ammunition. Also included are 3D printable files for the user to print the small tools needed to construct the ammo correctly. So you don't even have to go buy tools to do it. You just print the tools that you need, which, I mean, I remember, like, seeing videos talking about how 3D printing is going to change the world, and it's like you find yourself broke down on the side of the road and you don't have that one tool you need to change the part in
your car.
I
bet these are Americans who put together these the 3D printing machines and you know, that stuff for the rest of the world to have their whole, you know, their ammunition, their 3D printed gun, their 3D printed ammunition. You know, they're an American sitting over here going, "You yeed your last haul, dictator."
And if you're anything like me, you would probably print a 3D gun and then print some 3D ammo, and you would have printed one of the wrong things, like either the wrong type of ammo or the wrong type of gun. Or
you got plenty of time.
Yeah. So hopefully you would have plenty of time. So this, if done correctly, it essentially removes any real barrier to obtaining 9mm ammunition in countries where such an item is heavily restricted. The release includes a 3-part video series, blah, 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 etc. and so on. The text guide has a simple dedication, and I quote, "For all those living under permanent suspicion of their governments, seeking a more equal, fair world, in memory of those who died disarmed and hopeless, and those who simply enjoy the art and hobby of shooting." That is their tribute.
A lot of people in this world have died disarmed and hopeless, and hopefully this will solve that. It's hard to have a really, really bad government with an armed populace.
well, an armed populace that's willing to, you know, show up with those arms somewhere.
Sure.
You know, and make sure
that's step
that,
two.
That's step two, yeah. And this article does an interview with this engineer. I'll post this, of course, out on our social media if you want to read the interview. It's quite compelling, in my opinion, and I'll post that up for you. If you want to talk about this or anything else, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. We got more coming up.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
AnarchoVegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at AnarchoVegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for AnarchoVegas.com.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DinoVite.com.
Dinovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dinovite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dinovite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
a bit of a disturbance in the force just now. That guy's laughing at me. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. If you would like to get on the air and talk about, well, anything you'd like. That's kind of the whole premise here at Free Talk Live. If you've missed any of our episodes, you can find our archives at freetalklive.com. And one of the things we like to talk about here on Free Talk Live is, well, cryptocurrency and all things related to that.
Yes, we do.
I feel personally that it is the first time we've seen the infrastructure of freedom. And that is to say that cryptocurrency isn't controlled by any government, and it can't be, and it hasn't been hacked. It's been around for more than a decade now, and the currency itself cannot be hacked. Now, you can get a wallet hacked if you aren't secure about your wallet or you're using, you know, a wallet that is designed to fail. But fortunately for you, the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I project.org.
So you were just saying that...
Yeah, during the break we were talking about, you mentioned something about folks not having some savings.
Right, I've got an article here from Fox5NY.com says Americans regret a lack of emergency savings during a pandemic. And I want to comment on Divi and Intercoin and Bitcoin and all the other cryptocurrencies that we talk here on the air. So Bitcoin Cash and, you know, whatever Bitcoin.com is doing over there is the first thing I'll say regarding this article, because to me this is about as important as it gets. Mm-hmm. We were talking previously about how the future is going to bring better technology is going to bring more freedom.
Yes.
There's another thing that brings freedom besides sort of time.
Okay.
That's money.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Ladies and gentlemen, here's my quote. You can turn it into a meme. In an economy of debt, thrift is a superpower. So, what I mean by that is, currently, almost in every economy in the world is based on some kind of debt. Specifically, let's talk about the United States.
Yes.
They call it the Federal Reserve Note for a reason. That last word being important. It's a note. It isn't a bill. It isn't a dollar bill. It isn't a U.S. dollar. It isn't any of those things. You look at it. It says it's a Federal Reserve note.
Right. It's not a certificate.
Right.
Right.
What it is a representation of debt.
Correct.
Issued by a private group of banks, the major banks in the United States, called the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there's some, call them quasi-governmental if you'd like. The president does appoint the Fed chair. But because banks deal in debt,
mm-hmm.
there's more dollars created when you get a mortgage or take out loans and these sorts of things. Loaning, they loan money into existence, so more money is created. This is the reason that when the Federal, recently, during the COVID thing, the Federal Reserve prints $3 trillion. And that what that should do is that should drive down prices. Did prices go down during COVID? Because I think they went up.
They did. They went up.
The reason that they went up is because a lot of debt was destroyed. People can't pay their mortgages. They can't pay a bunch of things. And the same thing happened during 2008, the economic downturn. So these they're not printing money into existence. They're printing money to make up for the money that was lost, in all likelihood.
Right. Well, and also with the COVID thing, like, you know, distribution took a hit, right? Because everybody was furloughed or whatever, and so they had to do more with less people as far as getting stuff to the stores, which, of course, meant the prices went up as well.
Right. So let me reiterate. In an economy of debt, thrift is a superpower. Now, I've pointed out we live in an economy of debt. The point is that you aren't in debt today because of bad decisions that you've made. You're in debt because it's a feature of the economy. It's designed that way. Not to say you aren't, you know, in control of your life. You are in control of your life. And if you are thrifty, then you will, that's the superpower. That's how you do better.
Right.
Because people with money can turn that money into more money. This is the sort of thing about rich people that everybody doesn't seem to understand. If you've got money, you can put that money to work and make more money. Everybody knows you have to have money to make money, right?
Right.
And that is true. You have to have money to make, you know, for the sort of compounding to go on and all that stuff. Now, that people often go into huge gyrations trying to figure out exactly how have the rich people screwed us. Well, the fact is you don't know this secret. You don't know the secret that you have to save money.
Mm.
And if you can save money, then you will be experiencing what it's like to have your money make money for you. And if you're just out there wishing that you were rich, well, you're not going through the steps to make it happen.
How does saving money turn into making money?
You have to invest it, and you have to look around. You have to educate yourself. The first thing is to have the money to invest.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is to, you know, probably the first thing is to pay off your debt. Because whatever your interest rate is, if you've got a house at 3% fixed for 30 years, why don't you leave that alone?
Yeah.
But if you've got a credit card at 18%,
24,
annually, and you're paying the minimum on it, this is where you need to concentrate.
Yeah.
This is how they are using their money to make money. It's because you give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it comes down to. And, you know, because we live in a, because we're human beings, and human beings want to solve the problem they want to solve today. It's a lot nicer to be able to go out and get the phone, the $1,000 phone, financed at $48 per month for X number of months. I don't know how it all works. Than it is to save up you'll probably end up saving up $200 and settle for a lesser phone if you had to actually save the money up.
That's what I do.
And generally the case, you're going to have something better. I mean, there's not many people actually need the new Samsung S20 or the iPhone 11 or whatever they're on. But I can see why people want it. And if you've got the money, by God, go get it.
Right.
Because it drives technology forward. You should have the things that make you happy if you can afford them.
Yeah.
But if you can't afford them, they're really not ultimately going to make you happy. They're going to make you unhappy because you can't afford them.
Yeah, that is true. And my comment was something along the lines of, if you are over 30 and you don't have, you know, something of a nest egg, something of a save, even a couple $100, then you're doing it wrong. That's kind of where I'm at. Do you have a nest egg? Do you have savings? Are you flat broke? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says the reason the United States has more coronavirus cases is because the country has more advanced testing capabilities. During his rally on Saturday, the president jokingly said that he told health officials to slow down the rate of testing as the numbers continue to climb. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked about the president's comments at the White House briefing on Monday.
We continue to test about 500,000 per day, about 500,000 people per day. $1.8 billion is invested in NIH to find new testing capabilities. Any suggestion that testing has been curtailed is not rooted in fact.
The Supreme Court, in an 8-1 decision, is upholding a Security and Exchange Commission's practice that allows the agency to seize illegal profits from wrongdoers and use that as restitution to any victims who were defrauded. This is USA Radio News. Both Democrats and Republicans are ticked off at a former national security advisor and his new book that's set to release on Tuesday. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
John Bolton lacks credibility.
That's Trump campaign senior advisor Mercedes Schlapp on John Bolton.
John Bolton is disgruntled because of the fact that President Trump did not follow his direction.
Democrats are angry that Bolton makes accusations against the president in the book that he should have voiced at the impeachment hearings, but refused to do so.
John Bolton has demonstrated, and I think to the length and degree that he indicts Donald Trump, he also indicts himself for cowardice and for greed.
That's California Congressman Democrat Adam Schiff. He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Schlapp spoke on Fox News Sunday.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins says the Fulton County District Attorney should recuse himself from the Rayshard Brooks case. Congressman Collins making the comments over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live.
Yes, indeedly do.
855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number where you can call in and take control of the airwaves. You can also find us on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. It is the Monday night edition. Are you surprised we're here? I am, but that's because Free Talk Live will be at Porkfest and is actually at Porkfest.
Our Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Pork and Fork, as I like to call it.
It was actually a bit of a surprise to us. Ian talked to us, I think it was Sunday night, maybe it was Saturday night, and asked us to do the show here tonight. And I'm like, sure, we'd love to. But I think he just wanted to sort of get set up there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and have a day to kind of get settled in. So,
yeah,
absolutely. You'll be hearing what's going on at the Porcupine Freedom Festival for going on close to 2 weeks.
Yeah, and we will both be there at some point. I think you're going a bit earlier than I am. I have, well, a day job that requires me to do stuff.
Yeah,
so.
I don't have a real job.
Well, you do have a haircut, so that's a bonus.
Yeah, it's nice. You've got a haircut. They're all cut well, very, very short.
Yeah, that's true.
Shaved. You know, do you use a razor or clippers?
I use a, I guess I don't know what you, it's a battery-powered cordless you know, rechargeable thing.
So,
I used to
use the kind you use on your face.
Well, kind of.
It's clippers.
It's clippers.
Okay,
yeah, it's clippers. I used to use the grandma style barber clippers.
Yeah.
With just no attachment on it, so that just to get the shortest possible, you know, thing going on. And then what bothered me about that, of course, was the cord. The cord was either not long enough, or it would get tangled up, or I had to get an extension cord, you know, or I'd trip on it while I'm trying to, you know, do the dance. Because you got to turn around and use a mirror, you know, when you DIY.
Do you do it outside so you don't have to clean up?
No, I do it in the bathroom, so I just clean up. It's fine. You know, a little shop vac or what do you call it, Dustbuster style?
Yeah.
Right? You know, just...
I go to the barber, let them take care of it. They do a much better job, but I've
I don't like to pay the barber to do that. people act like balding is a disease, right? Like, do you suffer from male pattern baldness? Why, no. Actually, baldness has been probably one of the greatest things to ever happen to me.
It's working well for you, huh?
It has really worked out for me. I used to have long hair before the spot came in, and I had my girlfriend at the time shave my head, and she loved it. She was like, oh my gosh. And then all of a sudden I started getting play from a bunch of other ladies. This is when I was younger.
Yeah.
I wasn't quite as big as I am now. You know, but like all of a sudden I'm like, wow, this is the greatest thing I've ever done. And so I don't suffer.
I am not a fan of the long hair with the bald spot. I just don't like that.
The skullet.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
It's a mullet with your skull showing. It's called the skullet.
Oh, that's funny. I had not heard that particular one. You're talking about clippers. I just remember these clippers that my mother has.
Yeah.
And she's had them since my youth. She uses them on the dogs, but I've used them to cut my own hair, too.
Sure.
You click these things on. They've got a big toggle switch on the bottom. Click. The lights dim. I mean, it's amazing. You can hear it. You know, they just they'll go through anything.
Yeah. They sound a lot like the money printer. Money printer go. Right. The clippers that I used to use were, my grandmother used to cut everybody's hair, all the cousins. Well, everybody, really, and literally do the bowl cut. Mm. She had this big green, I think it was Tupperware bowl, and she would just sit you down in the basement in this chair, you know, put a little bib on you, put the bowl over your head, and just cut everything around the outside of the bowl. She would take the bowl off and then take the clippers and kind of style it a little bit. She only had one hairstyle. All the kids got the same freaking hairstyle.
Everybody gets it.
Didn't matter how old or young you were. I mean, and then, like, you know, the uncles would come down, hey, you know, mine's getting a little long. Do you mind trimming it up? And she's like, sure, sit on down. Same haircut as everybody else just got. But nobody paid a dime. So if thrift, as we were saying in the previous segment, is a superpower, my grandmother was a superwoman.
Indeed. So, anyway, did you want me to go on with that article? Or
let's first talk to Dana calling from Bangor, Maine. Dana, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys are taking calls tonight. Thanks for taking mine.
Hey, indeed. What's going on?
People, you guys were just talking about the Federal Reserve, and we're entering another one of these hyper political seasons here, another stink fest again every 4 years, every two years, actually.
When your friends and neighbors will spend all their time possible trying to convince you that either you vote for their crooked old pervert or you're a bad person.
Exactly. And I'd like to remind people, though, that we're just hitting on it a little bit there, Mark. The people who create and issue our money are the people who control the economic and political processes of the planet, not these stinking puppet politicians. These are bought and paid for precisely, I believe, because their ideas are no threat to the existing order. I've never met a politician that can look me in the eye and tell me who creates our money and how do they do it. I can't figure it out, but all I know is I'd like to remind people how silly it is, and you guys get a lot of Republican callers on this line, and there's some Democrats, so too, but mostly Republicans. I'd like to remind them how silly they sound bickering about puppets all stinking day long. I mean, it's sickening, really. It's disgusting, and,
it's probably the single biggest issue.
Better anyplace else.
Yeah, it's the single biggest issue facing our nation is the creation of money, and
exactly.
You know, in many ways, we're here where we are because of the way money is created, and you know, decisions that were made way back in 1913 and throughout. You know, that time frame up to like 1970. There's a lot of different instances that one can talk about, but. You know, I mean,
since Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been
literally
we've had a system of privilege where these the people still, I still talk to people all the time that think that the banker is loaning out money that's deposited with them.
Right. That's what you were told.
Understand the process.
We saw the little video in school. They talked about deposits and how the banker takes the deposits and then loans the money out and does this sort of thing. Well, how is that going to be even possible? How can the banker be holding on to your money and lending it out at the same time? It doesn't make any sense.
For our listeners out there who are confused by any of this conversation, I urge you to either Duck or Google, and Duck is DuckDuckGo, by the way, my favorite search engine. The following term.
Start Page is another one that's got private.
Start Page is also good. Search this term, fractional reserve banking. Find yourself a video on fractional reserve banking. Watch that video a couple times if you have to.
And then realize that banks have now been, just very recently, just before the whole COVID thing and all the riots and all that stuff, have just been released from the strictures of fractional reserve banking.
Oh, no.
So that they don't have to have a certain amount of deposits on in order to give out however much money. It's just free reign. Make as much money as you can.
And the sickening part of it is they're essentially in this, what's his name? G. Edward Griffin talks about these people are, in America anyway, they operate as a cartel. I think it's international, but it's a cartel of banks, and they operate with prior knowledge as to future economic conditions. They can coordinate their actions together. They can slow money creation down, speed it up, and make money off these gentle changes in the discount rates, et cetera. And they operate with prior knowledge. Yeah. And it is a stinking rigged casino.
It is rigged.
It is rigged. And it's just like insider trading, except it's banks doing it with currency.
Now, that's not to say that you can't.
These stinking politicians have passed laws. They're essentially all bought and paid for. Every stinking one of them. I've never heard of one of them ever honestly describe the process by which money is created and destroyed, by the way.
Money
is
not
only created, it's destroyed.
I have heard one politician talk about it. That was Ron Paul.
That was Ron Paul,
Ron Paul, God bless him, and that's been a long time ago.
It took me years here on the radio to get a straight answer out of anybody to be able to understand even slightly the relationship between treasuries and the creation of money and all this stuff. I think I've got it now, but it isn't simple. If you have any questions on that, I'd love to hear them. 1-855-450-3733. It's 855-450 free, because it isn't an easy process to explain. Free Talk Live.
Thanks for the call, Dana.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12, or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 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 Yes, this is Free Talk Live, the Monday night edition. I am your host this evening, Captain Kickass, and with me it's...
Mark.
Oh, it's not me, Mark, this time.
Me, Mark.
Just Mark. So, I like, meme Mark? Like, you wanted yourself to be memed earlier with the, what was the phrase?
The phrase was,
thrift.
In an economy of debt, thrift is a superpower.
Thrift is a superpower. I am Thrift Man. You have a giant T on your T-shirt.
Somebody's probably already done that.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, so we talk about all sorts of things about freedom and liberty, and I wanted to tell you about Liberty.menu. I'm sorry, that's Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping build one at Liberty.menu. Liberty Menu is a tool for your community at its core. It is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. So, Mark, you had begun with this article, and we didn't get very far
into it. Yeah, I read the title of it. That's about it.
Well, let's delve in, shall we?
Sure. From Fox 5 NY, NY.com. Americans regret lack of emergency savings during pandemic. Adults in the United States are feeling economic pressure due to the coronavirus pandemic. A new survey finds that Americans regret their lack of emergency funds to withstand the economic crisis caused by the pandemic. The Bankrate survey found that 23% of Americans rate that as their biggest regret, followed by closely but not having enough by not having enough retirement savings, and next having too much debt. That came in at number three. So it's the same thing, right? Like not having enough retirement, not having enough money put away, and having too much debt is all the same thing. When it comes to getting finances in order while moving forward, the top financial priority was paying down debt, followed by saving more for emergencies and a large number of people who didn't know what their top financial priority should be.
Mm-hmm.
Other priorities include saving more for retirement, living within their means, and finding a more stable income. By age group, not enough emergency savings was the top financial regret for millennials, 24, Gen X, 25, and in contrast, not enough retirement savings was the top regret for boomers and the silent generation who expressed regret.
What's the silent generation?
The silent generation is, I believe they were the ones born.
I've never heard of them.
My mother is one, and I think it's 41.
Oh, so before boomers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got you.
And this is, I think, worth talking about, worth reminding, because I like to talk about it all the time here on the air, because I believe that, you know, Free Talk Live is about finding freedom.
It is.
For your life. And the best I can tell, that is, you know, money and freedom are not the same, but analogous.
You can get more freedom if you have more money.
Right.
Right. If you're very poor, it's harder for you to get more freedom than if you have some money. Not even being rich, just have a moderate income, be sort of average. To your point about thriftiness, you know, you have to plan that money. That's like, I'm probably like, I don't know, maybe I'm a super listener where like I really didn't have my financial life together. I started listening to Free Talk Live. And, like, things just started clicking on that for me. You'd have guests on. You would talk about it yourselves. You know, all the Bitcoin stuff, all the crypto stuff, you know, came into play.
Yep.
I've gotten far more out of crypto than I ever put into it, which is great.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Not by a lot. I'm an average, you know, sort of crypto enthusiast in that, you know, I really don't have much crypto now.
But you understand it.
But I understand it, and, you know, it helped me through a very hard time. Now, because of those lessons, now my financial life is together. I have a plan. I do savings on a regular basis. I do dollar-cost averaging for certain things that I like to invest in, right? And on a very small scale, on a very, you know, not a large salary. I'm still an hourly employee at my day job, if that gives you, indication of, you know, where I'm at. I'm not going to say how much I make at my day job on the air, of course, but, you know, I feel like if I can do it, then you can do it too.
And I think that part of it is for me, not everybody's going to work this way, right? Like, right. Some people you just tell, hey, you know, you should be saving, and that's great. But for me, I needed to understand how the economy was based on debt and why that has an impact on the rest of us, because the fact that, you know, most of Americans can't put their hands on $1,000 isn't something bad about Americans.
Right.
It's a feature of the economic system that we live in.
Well, it's also a lack of education about the economic system. And, of course, that goes back to the public schools, where I don't remember them even teaching me how to balance a checkbook. That's something I had to learn.
They did tell me that, but I remember, you know, basically the quick thing was the dollar used to be backed by gold, and now it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States.
Well,
which means nothing.
Right, yeah.
It's a meaningless statement.
It means all the guns and bombs.
Right. You can determine for yourself what the dollar is backed by, but I can tell you, you can't turn it in for anything.
Right.
And it is, in fact, backed by the debt of your fellow Americans, because the dollar isn't a dollar. It's a dollar isn't the term dollar means a measurement of silver. So I can assure you that the U.S. dollar is not a dollar. The U.S. dollar is a Federal Reserve note.
Yep.
That note was brought into existence by somebody taking out debt, possibly a mortgage. There's a lot of mortgages out there,
mm-hmm.
Possibly just consumer debt of some sort. But they took out debt.
Yep.
And so you're getting a dollar based on somebody else's debt. And here's the key, ladies and gentlemen. The banks are charging interest on that debt that you have the representation of.
Yeah.
If there were $1 million in circulation, or a billion, or a trillion. If there's $1 trillion in circulation, and that $1 trillion is in circulation at 3%. Now, we know that it's in circulation a number is far greater than that.
Right.
But let's say 3%. And so there's $3 trillion out there, and there's 3% being charged on that $1 trillion. Where does that 3% come from?
Indeed. Where does it come from?
It comes
thin
from
air.
It comes from nowhere. It can't be. It cannot be paid.
Why, I've just pulled some interest out of my butt right now.
Bankruptcy is a feature of this economy. They absolutely. This is a game of musical chairs.
Yep.
And you can choose to be the person who gets their butt in the seat first, yep. Or you could be the person who gets their butt in the seat last.
There's a book.
But sometimes you won't get your butt in the seat if you do that.
There's a book written by a man, David Graeber. Now, this guy is a bit of a lefty anarchist, but he does claim to be an anarchist. In fact, he was kicked out of, like, Harvard and Yale. He was a professor there. He was kicked out of there for his extreme political views. He now teaches over in Europe somewhere, in England or France or somewhere.
Good to know England's giving the anarchists of the world jobs.
He wrote a book called Debt the First 5,000 Years or something, and it's just a history of money, really.
Yeah.
Where did money come from? How did coins develop, etc., and so on. But it gives some really good information about how this all came to be. And one of the subjects that he talks about is the phenomenon known as Jubilee. Now,
right.
for our listeners who don't know what that is, that means debt forgiveness. Now,
yes.
You'll hear this sometimes in politics where recently politicians have talked about, well, we'll forgive some student loans, right?
Right.
If you're, under this age or over this age or you're in this much student loan debt, if you vote for me, I'll forgive all of that or
right.
something along those
lines. We're hearing a lot of that.
And I think, I predict, going back to our freedom engineer earlier, I predict that either we are going to see hyperinflation soon, in the next, decade or so, or we are going to have to experience some form of jubilee, some form of debt forgiveness at the government level in order for the government to remain in power with its Federal Reserve note.
So trying to predict the future gets very difficult, but I can tell you some things that might cause you to try to predict the future. George Bush came into office at $5 trillion debt.
Mm-hmm.
Obama came into office at $10 trillion debt. Trump came into office at $20 trillion debt.
And
presuming
now?
Trump stays in at eight years, you're liable to see, just me guessing here, $40 trillion in debt. Economists say that we can't handle this. That destroys the credit of the United States.
We've got more coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.